A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took a seat at the right hand of God. But he went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. So today we celebrate the feast of St. Francis Xavier. He's the first group of Jesuits coming to China. Coming to Asia. He first landed in India and then went to Japan. But he could not enter China. He was died in the Xiangqin Island. But miraculously, or coincidentally, the year that he died, the year is born Matteo Ricci. So Matteo continued his job to work in China. No matter how, God is accompanying every missionary wherever they go. It's so true. Jesus is with them, also with us. Jesus sent to heaven, but he is still, his spirit is still with us, accompanying us. So we can trust everything to him. To spread the gospel, it doesn't mean just to preach. It's to live. Live the spirit of love, unconditional love. Live every present moment. That's the only way we can profess to the world. Love. God is love. We ask St. Francis Xavier to bless us, to give us strength, so that we can witness the gospel. We pray for all the Jesuits, especially working in Asia, that they have the grace to spread the gospel among the Chinese people.